All right, Joe, we're going to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline right now. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Dolphins legend and the head coach of American Heritage High School here in Plantation, Pat Surtain, going to join us here for a couple minutes. Pat, before we get into the 3,000 players that were drafted from your teams, what was it like to be there with your son? I mean, that had to be one of the proudest moments in your life, so having your kid get drafted. I was rooting for you, man. That was a great moment.
Yeah, what's up, fellas, man? Yeah, it's unexplainable, man, just to be there at the draft. You know, even though I got drafted, I didn't get the opportunity to be at the draft. It was just amazing, man. NFL did a tremendous job, even though it was cold and rainy in Cleveland. You know, they made sure we were good, and Just to be back there in the green room and see all the other players and just hear the cheers when the guys, man, get the call. It was truly an amazing experience.
Pat, I always wonder, you guys are sitting back there and you're going through it and your son's got to be nervous. Did you have a pretty good idea that he might go to Denver? Or did you really go into that whole thing having no idea?
We had no idea. I know he, you know, with all the mocks, you never know what's going on. I knew that he had the opportunity to go between 4 and probably 12, you know, and then obviously Atlanta took Pitts and Jamar and then the guys, then Carolina took J.C. Horn. So we had, after they took J.C. Horn, I thought Denver was going to go for a quarterback and then he was going to fall to Dallas, but wow. Obviously, you know, George Payton, with him being at the Dolphins and all that, you know, they just couldn't pass on the man. And Denver is a wonderful franchise, and I'm happy that he's there.
Unbelievable. I can't even imagine the night, and we've all been thinking about you and going through it. The other part of this is your son's roommate is the first pick of the Miami Dolphins, and Jalen Waddle, who came on with us and called you Uncle Pat. I was just curious, what are the Dolphins getting? You've seen the healthy guy. What are your thoughts on the Dolphins pick?
Oh, man, probably the most explosive player in this draft. He can do everything, man. You line him up outside in the slot, and then he has tremendous, tremendous value in the return game. I'm not sure if the Dolphins are going to allow him to return punts or kicks or anything like that, but just put the ball in the guy's hand and he can make a bubble or a 5-yard pass, take it 80. He's that special. He's elusive. He's a legit 4-2 guy, and he has tremendous hands. So the guy could do everything. He's a character kid. He's a hard worker, so they're getting a wonderful, wonderful ball player.
Pat, and I mentioned it when I introduced you. Did you have 7 guys drafted from your team? 7 guys drafted
ended up
from
with
American
six.
Heritage.
Six.
Was it 6 or 7? I lost count at one point. I can't believe. I mean, Pat, that is truly amazing.
Yeah, it's actually 6, and the 7 guy who we had come out, Nick Eubanks, he signed with Dallas. So, yeah, 6 guys drafted, man.
Wow.
It was, and we knew going into it that those guys had a chance. You know, what they had done in college and then, you know, everything pre-draft. And it's just remarkable, man. And, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't, you know, give credit to everybody. You know, it takes a village. And we've had a lot of guys in the program, you know, when those guys played that had a lot to do with their success. And obviously, you know, they're college coaches and everything. But to have 6 guys drafted in one draft from one school, man, I don't think that'll never be duplicated again, and we're not stopping, man. We got guys on top of guys that's in college all over and have a really, really good chance and the opportunity to make it to the next level. And it's inspiring for the young guys to see those guys go before them, the guys who laid the foundation, and it gives those guys hope that they can do it someday.
Pat, it's good for business, man. I am with you. I have so many different questions, but, you know, it's so funny because I have all the guys, we're all with each other, and we're all sitting around going, how many guys have ever been drafted from your high school? I said, I don't know, 1? And you had 6, you had 6 from one group of guys that played together, and it was just crazy. I got to ask you, the one that surprised me, and Pat, Anthony Schwartz, who can fly, and the only disappointment, we didn't get to see him in the combine to see what he was going to run. He went to third round to Cleveland. I didn't see him going that high. Did that surprise you a little bit or no?
To be honest with you, I'm surprised the Raiders didn't take him.
Yeah, right. That's a good point right there.
Right, right.
Yeah, you know, man, speed kills. And, yeah. I know people, Ant has this label out there that he's just a fast guy. But if you watch him, man, he's really refined. He's worked on his craft, and he runs routes. He catches the ball, you know, with his hands. I think he's a tremendous, tremendous asset to Cleveland. And Cleveland really stacking up at the receiver position. I think they're going to have a role for him. Yep. And like I said, man, you can't teach 4.2 speed in the league. And that's always going to be valued, and he definitely brings that to the table.
9 of the 17 players taken in Dayton Broward were from American Heritage and St. Thomas Aquinas.
Woof.
I got to ask you, talking to some of those kids, they all know each other. They almost all grew up together. It's such a small world, which is something brand new. Pat, you know all those guys as well.
Yeah, it's crazy, man, because, you know, Elijah actually took a visit to American Heritage. Obviously, Asante, me and his dad, we're cool. So Pat been knowing him since a young age. And all those guys played park ball against each other.
Wow.
Together. So
crazy.
Yeah, they come up from a long way, man. Been friends throughout high school and kept in touch in college, and it's just truly, truly amazing to see 9 guys from, you know, 10 miles away from each other in high school going to NFL draft in that radius, man. It's truly inspiring. Like I said, it gives kids who are coming up behind them hope, and you know, obviously, we're doing something right, man, and not only with them kids being great football players, they're great, great kids, and every last one of them who you named, the 9 kids, you know, I know them, and they're truly, truly special kids, so
well,
it's good to see.
I know one thing, three of the guys got drafted, and this is the other part, amazing, when you throw in Marco Wilson along with Tyson Campbell, who's the first guy taken in the second round, by the way, almost goes in the first round, and your son, you had 3 cornerbacks go. Are you kidding me? Pat, what are you doing over there, man? What is it, bump and run and track? Or what are you doing, man, with those kids?
You know what, man? It's all about development. And like I said, there's a lot of guys responsible for that. Obviously, Mike Smith with the training program that he puts these high school kids through in high school is probably second to none, you know, in the country. And then, obviously, Chad Wilson, Marco's father, he was the defensive backs coach at the time. And,
wow.
So he kind of groomed them guys. And then, obviously, Darryl Porter, he's the defense coordinator. So a lot of guys, you know, had something to do with their development, man. And it's especially, obviously, going to a program like Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. You know, those guys have premium defensive back coaches and obviously develop them a little bit more at the college level. But to have 3 guys go first round at 9, the first pick of the second round, and then the fourth round, it's crazy, man. And it's all the credit to those guys and their work ethic and their want to. So happy for them, and they're going to do great things in the league.
Pat, you got feeling the pressure now? Because now you got to get 7 guys drafted, you know, from the next group of kids. You can't do 6 anymore. 6 is too little. You got to get 7 or 8 guys now. Feeling
hey,
a little pressure now?
Let me be the first to break it to you. It ain't going to happen again, brother. You just set a record in the whole frigging country.
Hey. I'm trying to think how many guys that we have eligible to come out next year. So I'm not quite sure that it's 7. It may be 3 or 4, which is still a tremendous feat. So we'll see what happens.
Hey, Pat, I got to ask you another question. It has to do with the Dolphins in general. You and Sam played together. You had 37. He had 38 picks, which, by the way, just unbelievable numbers. I want to ask you about playing the slot and finding a cover for the slot. Not easy. 2-way go, over the top when you don't get help and too deep. Did you ever play that? You and Sam ever play that? I only remember you guys being on the outside. And what's it take to be a good slot corner that everybody's looking for all the time?
Oh, I actually did play in the slot. My whole career, but I played in the slot when T-Buck was there at the corner. And it's a premium position. Those guys are getting paid like stars now. And with the league going to such a passing game, you need a guy in the slot who's dependable. And it's a lot of field to cover. You have to be smart because you're a hybrid. So you have to cover. You have to come up and tackle. You have to blitz. Sometimes you might roll back at safety. So it's a valuable position. The guys I think about in the league now who does it all, Chris Harris and the Moore kid from Indianapolis is pretty good. You know, those guys have a pretty good feel for it. But like right. I said, man, it's a premium position in the league. And more guys are getting drafted to the NFL just to play that slot. And there's a name for it at the college level, which is the star position. And those guys are very valuable to the team. And I'm not sure who plays it for the Dolphins. Is it Roe or I'm not sure who's in there, but they should be valued as a star, absolutely.
Well, like you said, you're always looking for one of those guys. Hey, Pat, and thanks, man. I just wanted to just congratulate you, and we wanted to talk to you about what just happened, setting a record for the NFL outside of IMG, the College Academy up there, where they don't go to school and they just play football right. all the time. So that guy always gets mad at
yeah,
me.
They don't count. They don't count. By the way, all those guys were on the team when we beat IMG. So that's a feat in itself as well.
Tell them, Pat.
You know what? I totally forgot about that till I read that.
Yeah.
How the hell did you beat that team? Nobody beats that team.
Exactly. We beat them.
Semi-pro.
No one knew those guys would be pros at the time, but we actually had 7 pros on the team. So that's why we beat them.
Oh, Pat,
well,
you're beautiful.
Pat,
congratulations, man, to you and your family. Really, really great stuff. And I promise you, I'm not bothering you anymore. I'm done. I'm done with you, Pat. You don't have
Yo,
to worry.
Come on, man.
You
know, man.
He's lying.
Family,
he's
man.
Lying.
I come on. Yeah, boy.
I just got to tell you, there's some other high schools there, Sam, are getting a little carried away, and they're wondering if you and I are having a relationship right now or if I'm getting a new job. So I'm done with you, man, right now. Thank you.
All right, buddy, I'll be easy.
All right. Head coach of American Heritage Dolphins legend, Pat Surtain, joining us on the Toyota Hollywood Hotline with the quality control coach of American Heritage, Joe Rose.
No, I heard that one. I did hear that last week. Somebody said, how many times are you going to have Pat on, man? You made your point. And I was like, oh, man.
Just show me someone else who's got 7 guys drafted, 6 guys drafted, and one other guy picked up, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, it's great kids, man. Just what a group. A little bit of everything. Running back.
Right.
Wide receiver. Defensive tackle. Some of them. Gators, Marco, Slayton, great stories. Anyway, we got to go to break here. Got a lot more stuff to get to. Zach, what do you have for us this morning, by the way?
All right, just a couple days until Mother's Day, and I got the answer for you. If you have not gotten something nice yet, it's Diamonds Direct. After the last year, don't you think that she deserves something really, really special? Because if you do, then that's the answer for you. It's Diamonds Direct. They put together an incredible collection of Mother's Day gifts, timeless and meaningful gifts that she can enjoy for years to come. How about a birthstone ring, diamond earrings, earrings with colored gemstones, stackable rings, eternity bands, pendants, pearls, you name it, they have it there. Or if maybe this is the Mother's Day where you want to get that new center diamond for an engagement ring or that 3-stone ring, whatever it is, whatever the budget is, Diamonds Direct is going to work with you and get you the perfect gift for Mother's Day. Diamonds Direct has asked their designers to send in all that new and unique fashion jewelry that they have from all over the country. Really fashion-forward pieces that any woman will love. And like I said, after the last year, she deserves something special. And that's what Diamonds Direct is famous for. Gifts that make a statement with your love and admiration. So if it's her first Mother's Day, her 10th, her 20th, their 60th, whatever it is, make it one to remember. Diamonds Direct in Boca behind the Town Center Mall. Like I always tell you, Diamonds Direct, you're gonna love it.